This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 339, and today we're going to be talking about seven levels of change, or seven levels of continuous improvement. And before we begin, I just hope that you enjoyed last week's interview with Janine Shepherd and had an opportunity to pick up her book, take a look at her TED Talk, and find out more information about her. Her story is really an amazing story of basically mental strength to the max. So hope you enjoyed it and check out her information as well. So the seven levels of change is based on a book, The Seven Levels of Change, Different Thinking for Different Results. Because, you know, see, Einstein said we can't solve the problem with the same thinking that created it. So these seven levels are to help you investigate what you're doing in work and in life and see how you can create continuous change or improvements through that. So the first level is effectiveness. And many people think effective and efficient are the same, but effectiveness is, are you doing the right things? So when you look at what you want to get accomplished during your day, are you doing the right things? So for instance, if you are sales, are you talking to your clients? Are you doing the right things, or are you spending most of your time in your CRM? Right. So when we had to be, are you effective? Are you effectively using your time correctly? We get very sidetracked. We get sidetracked with Twitter, with Facebook, Instagram, instant messaging, emails, phone calls, etc. And many of those things aren't effective. They're not producing results for us, but we get so busy, we think busyness is effectiveness. So the first level of change here is to look at, are you doing the right things? And there's this Pareto principle, the 20-80%, that says 20% of your results are going to, or 20% of your effort is going to give you 80% of your results. So what that means is spend 20% of your time on doing the right things. Then we move to level two, which is efficiency, which is completely different than effectiveness. Effectiveness is doing the right things. Efficiency is doing things right. So doing those things correctly. Are you doing them correctly? So you may be going out in sales talking to clients, but are you talking to the right clients? Are you efficient at it? You may be going to the gym, and that's an effective way to change your physique, but are you efficient at it? Are you doing those things right? Are you going from programmed or to exercise, or are you stopping and talking? Are you on the treadmill at a good pace, or are you just walking? So taking a look at efficiency, that means, are these things being done correctly? Doing things right. And that's where a lot of people, they think effective and efficient are the same. But if you can just master those two things and examining your behaviors, you will go a long way in changing your results. So level three is cutting, meaning removing, doing away with things. And so this involves asking, why am I doing this? So again, if you're in sales, and I'll change the subject to something else here in a second, but if you're in sales and you're messing around on the internet doing something, going, why am I doing this? And it may be research for your client, but you're doing more research than necessary. So you go, why am I doing this? I have my basic information. I don't need any more. So we start looking at what we're doing throughout the day. There's a lot of wasted time that we have doing things that absolutely don't matter. Again, we'll go back to Facebook, to Instagram, to LinkedIn, to all these things. We get caught in the social, we're texting people all the time. And this, so these levels of change assume that you have something in your life you want to accomplish. You have a goal, you have a vision. Because basically, if you don't have a reason why, these levels are going to do nothing for you, because you're going to change, and you may change, you may not change. And, you know, are you doing the right things? And if the question is, I don't know, well, then it's a clear indication that you don't have a goal that you're going after. So obviously these things, these steps pre-assume that you have a goal or a vision you're going after. So back to level three, cutting. If you know what you're doing away with, if you know what your goal is, if you know what your vision is, then ask yourself, why am I doing these things? Is what I am doing right now helping me getting closer to my vision? If not, stop it. It's just that easy. Level four, improving. So once you have become effective and efficient and remove some of the behaviors that you're doing, then you can look at, how can I do this better? That's above efficiency. Efficiency is doing the things that you're doing, but make sure the things that you're doing right. Now it's, how can you do it better? So how can you improve on what you're doing? And most people don't ask this question. Most people just, they do effectiveness and sometimes efficiency. They may cut out some of the stuff that's not supporting them, but improving, very few individuals, at least in my coaching experience, look at, how can I do what I'm doing better? They'll read a book, they'll do something, they'll get some information, and they'll do it, and they'll do it just that way, instead of going, how can I improve it? How can I put myself into this action? How can I create this action better? So we always want to be striving for continuous improvement. And so we have to stop and look at, what am I doing? How can I do it better? And then on to level five, which is copying, or in NLP, it's modeling. So what you want to do is find what other successful people are doing, successful in what you want to accomplish. Obviously, if you want to be a great personal trainer, you may not watch what a ballet dancer does. So we have to look at successful in the field that you are in, or in the aspirations that you're going after. But then you have to study these people and ask, what are these other successful people doing? What are they thinking? What are their values? What are their beliefs? And again, with NLP, this is called modeling, but it's very important, because you have to really get into the mind of that successful person. You have to get into the words that they use in their biographies or autobiographies or interviews. You really have to listen to a lot of those words and go, ah, that's what they're doing different. That's what, and it may be something that they don't think is a big deal because it comes natural to them, but you have to look at it and going, oh, if I incorporated that, how would that be? This is probably one of the ones that very, very few people do, but could have a immediate and powerful impact on your life. If you find out what people are doing, successful people, so you need to define what that success is, and then you need to define that person that's in the field that you want to be successful. But once you find that, and you start watching YouTubes about them, maybe they're doing some TED Talks, maybe they have some books out, maybe they have some interviews out. When you start diving into those people and into their mind and into their actions, you will start to create huge, huge results in your life. So level six is different. What this means is, look what people are doing and do something different, right? There's the observe the masses and do the opposite, basically. So what are the things that no one else is doing? And ask yourself, why not? Why aren't they doing this? Now, this part can create some very frustrating results, because you may be doing, people may be not doing something because it doesn't work, but you don't know that until you try. But if you keep trying to do these things, eventually you're going to find something that works that nobody else is doing. And so by asking yourself, why not, give yourself time to pursue that action or that thinking or that process, and get feedback from it. Again, right? There's no failure. There's just feedback. So get the feedback from it and adjust and continue until you come to a point where, like, okay, this isn't giving me the results I want. I need to go on to do something else. But the thinking different can keep a lot of people stuck in this continuous improvement because if this thing that I thought would work, why isn't everybody else doing it? Well, that's a question probably that they asked. Well, if this worked, why isn't anybody else doing it? So nobody does it, but yet you don't know if it's going to work or not. So really start to think. And this is to start to think differently is where mind mapping comes in. Mind mapping is a great way to bring your left hemisphere and right hemisphere together to create a vision of what you want to do. Post-it notes, brainstorming, all of the mastermind groups, all of those things help with creating, with thinking something different. So if you haven't used these post-it notes, you just write down. So let's just say you wanted to build your internet business and you have it at a certain level and you're thinking, what can I do different? What is something that nobody else is doing and why not? Then you start putting the answers on these post-it notes and you just put them all over and you don't filter anything out. You let it free flow and you keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Then you're going to be able to see some patterns in the answers and you're going to be able to then start to apply them and get feedback and move forward. Or if you can't do that, then get into a mastermind group, something where you can be challenged in your thinking, quote, out of the box, right? So this is level 6 is doing something different. Level 7, here's where the fun part comes, is doing things that can't be done, right? But if it can't be done, how can you do them? Well, you ask, why can't it be done? Why can't this be done? And focus, and again, this is looking at the impossible and going, why isn't it possible? So it's not just looking at things differently, but it's looking at those things that people say can't be done, can't be done, can't be done, and then determining, figuring out, again, mind mapping, how can you make it possible? Why can't this be done? Because X, Y, and Z, well, if we solved X, Y, and Z, could it be done? Well, yeah, so then it's not impossible. So you have to start thinking of these things, thinking outside the box. I mean, really outside. As a matter of fact, there's no box when it comes to the impossible because people think about it and they just release it. They don't even attempt to try it because it seems so far out there. But if you can master these 7 levels, right? The effectiveness, the efficiency, improving, removing things that don't work, copying, modeling, being different, thinking about the impossible. When you can master all of those together, you can put yourself in a complete cycle of continuous improvement, of continuous success, of continuous change. And one of the keys for all of this, though, is your mindset. So you have to have that mental strength to work through because each layer gets more challenging after the next one. And if you don't have the mental strength to go through it, you're going to stop maybe at efficiency and just give up. So one of the great programs that I strongly recommend is my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. And you can find it. It's an online program. The ebook is with it. There's a workbook with it. There's videos that walk you through the whole process. And to find out more about that, you can simply go to warriormindtraining.com. All one word. Warriormindtraining.com. If you'd like to test your mental strength, take an assessment to see really where you stand and what areas do you need improvement on, you can go to mentalstrengthmastery.com. Again, that's all one word, mentalstrengthmastery.com. But when you can master these 7 levels of change, these 7 levels of continuous improvement, you will always have something to strive for in your life, whether it's your work, your hobbies, whatever it might be, you will always have something to strive for. And when as we are striving and fulfilling ourselves, we're going to become more happier, healthier, and look at life in a whole new perspective. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.